So yesterday we discussed the focus Rashi Tos and other Rishonim regarding the relation of the Sukkah Shu'ul and the Sukkah Shul Shutvin, what's excluded by the word L'cho and Hagah Sukkah Tasa L'cho, and what's included by the Ribui of Kol Ezrach Yeshu Basukkos, which the Chacham understand to mean that theoretically we could live in the same Sukkah. And I just want to continue from there. One of the last points from yesterday. So again, to chazer quickly, the Rashi claimed that the words Kol Ezrach Yeshu Basukkos comes to teach, again, like the Chacham say, that Rashi's Lashon is Demasha Sukkah Achas Achol Yisrael. We saw the media, and others say that it's written in a singular, or it's spelled in a singular, anyway, the way it appears in the Torah. And Rashi says that it cannot be talking about what everybody owns at Peshufas, because then everyone doesn't have a chelek of a Shavapruta in it. There's so many people, and they're not going to have a Shavapruta. Must mean, therefore, they don't need a Shavapruta. Must mean, therefore, they don't need to have ownership. And therefore, Shul is good. That's what Rashi said. So what does the word Lecha come from? Mayit? Come from Mayit Gzula. And that's how Rashi said. And Tosis had a whole objection. He said, you don't have to come, not objection, but he said, you don't have to come out that whole piece of lumbus, because Lecha, in general, is memayit shutzus, that shutzin, whenever you have the word lecha, it is memayit, it excludes the possibility of shutzus, okay? And therefore, it's coming to say that the shutzus isn't even the mix, okay? So, Kol Ezrach Yisrael comes to teach that shul is good, and the lecha excludes, will exclude gula as well, right? So, Tosu will say that's the machlokas we had yesterday. So, I just want to look today at the Ran, which was the next source in the sheets, the source number 10. The Ran, again, it's a Yud Beis and Beis, or what's happened in the other edition? Yud Beis and Beis. Towards the bottom of the page here, the Ksiv Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukkos. What page is it there?
It's at Agmar, not Turkey, it's at Agmar. It's on the
Lamed Hay. Okay, good. Amar Allah, though, is they don't have all this edition. It's not all from a bit. Yeah, Lamed Hay, yeah. Lamed
Allah.
Huh? Lamed Allah. Dixiv, yeah. The bottom of Lamed Allah, the edition. Good. There's a Dixiv. So basically, we can read through the first part quickly, just summarize the Rashi. It tells me the good chazor. Dixiv, Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukkos Mikan, Shekhar Yisrael Ruin Leshu Basukkos Achas, Pirish Rashi, so. The Efshin Shetei Shal Kulam, the Halam Mati Shal Pruda, the Chol Chad Bechad, Elai Dei Shelo. Over Tosus Kosus or a Tzarech Lacha. Why she shouldn't come out? Didn't have to come out that. The cave of the Ksiv Lacha. Rabbi Sukkah, right? Chagos Sukkah, Sasa Lacha. Mashma Velo Shal Shufas. Kidamucha, Rosh Reish Sagez, Gabe Chuma, Bechalo, Peya Betuba, the Chol Choshev Hosom, the things that are listed there in that Gemara, about Filu. Then he, again, basically paraphrasing Tosus, more or less. About Filu Esen, Tzibe Lachem, the Mashma Loshan Rabin, right, it says Lachem, which sounds like it could be owned by more than one. Amrina Perakesh Nochlin, Ach in that case with the brothers inherit Achen Shekano Esrom the Tfisa Vayis, the Notlo Echav Mehem Biyotzabo Im Yochol Ochol could go in the Ika Esrom Chachad Bechad Yotzab. Yolav Oyotz, the Lachem Mashu Shekulo Shalom. The word Lachem has meaning, I explained yesterday, exclusive ownership, Velo Mitzoso. Velo Domi Levit Deichem Uchumaschem, the Perakesh Agez, the Shel Shufin works, Bechlau. Mishum Nitzor, Chachal, Mikhtav Lachem, the only says Lachem over there, the Lashon Rabin, is Mishum Nuboyle, the Mikhtav Lachachta, the Lashon Rabin. The Shem Perak Lagoz, the Lachachim say, the Kicha, the Chalachim Rechad. I didn't go with that point in detail yesterday, but just quickly now. So we know that everybody's got to own the Lachachim. The Lachachim Lachem, so it says the Lachachim, Shetahei Lachicha, Biyad Kalachim Rechad. That's the Gemara Drosha later. It's not enough for the one person, the rabbi, something like that. We have such a similar Drosha, remember of him? By Sira. Remember, Svartem Lachem, Shatei Sira, Lachalechav Echad. Everyone's got a count, so not just Bezdin and not just one person. Everybody's got a count. So, Svartem. In general, it's a side point, but in general, when we have something that Gnome Gnom points out, we have something written in Lashon Rabin, it means you. You see, in English, you is the same whether you're talking to one person, you're talking to 100 people. Okay? So, how do I know? So if I'm saying you, you have to do this, who's the you, right? So the only going comments based on these gemaras that when it has it in the Lashon Rabin, it's just going to mean everything, you and you, and you mean everybody, right? But sometimes you speak to you in the, it can be a large group of people, but you mean you as an entity. which means that not everybody has to do it. Like, for example, it says by, not by Sfira Sahomer, but by Sfira, to count the years to the Yovel. It says, V'safarta l'cha. Right? So there it's considered, you don't have to, you and I don't have to count. Whose job was it to count and keep track? The Beis Din, as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So sometimes things are written in the singular, it means that it applies to all of Klal Yisrael, right? Not that every individual has to do it. Klal Yisrael and the Beis Din, you're the representative of Klal Yisrael. I'm oversimplifying, but that's the idea. Whereas when it says Lachem, so Shaitem in the plural, then, so that's what the Ran explains, what Tosis means, is that even though it says Lachem by Yeser, that's because it had to say Lekachtem, to teach you the drasha shati as kichav yad kalechav yachad, so it says lachem, but not to mean that shutzlus is good. Okay, I don't want to, again, I don't want to belabor that point. But he says, So hilchah al kochen midibar bina and sukkah, the same thing, you can put the same parenthesis that I talked about yesterday in Tosis, you can put in the Ran also. Now he comes back, and therefore, midibar bina and sukkah achas achol Yisrael, since we say there's a riboy to include sukkah achas achol Yisrael, so Shma Minoah, the Lo Dashin L'Chol Amut Yeshua, Keicha the Lo Dashin L'Amut Yeshufas Mishum Rib the Kol Mishum Hachid Mukmin L'Chol Amut Egzul. Therefore, since the comes nothing to exclude the Shufas, I would need the L'Chol to be my Shula. Okay, or I'm sorry, I would. I mean, I would say lechov and ma'at shul too, except you have the riboy of kol ezrach. Therefore, sure, but that's how the Tosus learns. What I want to really get to in the Ran is the following: the last couple of lines. Avol, efsher to hutzruch Rashi zal lomar kain. What motivated Rashi? We kind of said it, but the Ran spells it out. What motivated Rashi to give his pshat, to bring up this business of roy shavuprut lechol echad ve'echad and so on? He says because. I might have thought, okay, that Kol Ezra comes to be marbe that Shufus works, okay, and Lecha is Lemute Shula, like we have by Tzitzis, right? Tosa said the Tzitzis case works. So that's what motivated Rashi. So I said to you yesterday, when we read that at the end of Tosin, that may have been motivated Rashi. Well, the Ran says specifically. So the Ran is explaining that the Rashi said it because we don't want to explain that Kol Ezra comes with Mar B'Shutfin, okay, and Lecho with Ma'at Shula, and therefore it can't be Mar B'Shutfin because you don't have Shavaput Lecho Lechav Echa, right? It can't be Mar B'Shutfin, okay, so therefore it has to be Mar B'Shula, and only the Gugzul is excluded. That's how the Ran explains in Rashi. So I just wanted to show you, look back on the sheet, you saw the Rivash has a tshuva in Simon Shin Mem Zion. Shal shows a Rivash, Rivash was one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Sheshes was his name, so he was one of the Rishonim. So the Rivash says something interesting. He says, according to Tosis as well, okay, Shutfin, and we mentioned this also a little bit yesterday, Shutfin can't be worse than Shula, would seem, right? Shutfin can't be worse than Shula, because at least by Shutfis you have what? You have some chelik in it. Shula is completely not yours. So let's see what he writes in 11. Shula nearly borrowed the Bein L'Rashi Zal, the Haran HaMessiah. Whether according to Rashi and the Ran who defends Tosus, like that's what defends Rashi, like we just saw. Right? Bein L'Tosus, Kevin Shiyotzin B'Sukka Shula, Kol Shekin Shiyotzin B'Shal Shufin. At the end of the day, okay, he's saying Tosus would have to agree. Now this is different than what we said. Okay, because we said when he emerges from Rashi, is that Rashi wouldn't, why was Shufas no good for according to Rashi? Because not everyone's going to have a Shavapruta. The implication of that is if you have a situation where everyone does have a few people get together, like a pa, huh? Shufas will work according to Rashi. Whereas Tosus implies that Lecha is a Ma'at Shufas altogether, right? So we have that as a Machlokes. The Rivash says it's not logical. Okay, the Rivash says, Bein L'Rashi, and the Ran on one side, and the Ran defends Rashi like we saw. Bein L'Tosus, Kevin Shiyotz V'Shukas Shula, Kol Shekin Shiyotz Mishal Shufin, the Hashal Shufin Adiv Mishula. Okay, Mishula Kula She Lefi Shek Tzosa Shelo Legamrei. Because by Shufa, some of it, a certain amount of the item belongs to you completely. By Nisha Roshalat, so the other Chelik, right, is borrowed. Okay, Shelo Das Kain Yistamfu Shekol Achad Mehen Yistamishbo. What he's saying is actually more. It's actually more than just logic. Well, in shutfus, I have some chelik and shalom, I don't have a chelik. In order for shutfus to work, okay, in order for me to have permission to use some, well, you and I, we were partners in whatever, this desk or whatever. So I'm going to use the desk now, okay? By definition, the shutfus is set up that I have the right to use what? The whole desk. No, it's part of the shufas includes shu'ula. That's what the Rebosh is saying, right? Part of the shufas is such that I have the right to use your chelet too. What if I can only use half the day? I guess you could set it up. It was set up that way. But if we have an understanding, sometimes in a dormitory, an apartment, or whatever, okay, that there's a shufas in an apartment. So it's understood that maybe there's a common area in the kitchen or whatever. So you have a chelet in the kitchen. Now I'm eating supper. So with what gives me the right to use the whole kitchen, the whole oven, or whatever? I have to only use part of the oven? No. Okay, I can use the whole oven. Why? Because what he's saying is, and look at the words. So that's what our shutfus is. We share an apartment. Okay, so I have my own room, my own bedroom. You have your own bedroom, but the living room or the kitchen, whatever we're going to share, doesn't mean I have to watch and only stand in half the room, whatever. It's understood that I can use the whole thing. Even though I don't own the whole thing, and I don't claim I own the whole thing, but I have your right when I want to use it to use the whole thing, or when you want to use it, you have the right to use my part, right? Which is in fact shu'ula. So he says shutfus is sort of built in a way in shu'ula. You follow this? It's right after the voice said. But oh, the shutfus lo motzi also lechaver bo the kamalam is a din from the darim, okay? Which again, we're not going to go into this whole raya. But he says in the fourth line, be emsher b'shum panim lomar shebishul yotzin v'shushuvin eni yotzin. Okay, the afim nomar the milcha imitu kulu ki hadar is rabbi shulam mikod the kol ezom meila asher shul shutfin lehetayim mikav chomer. He said, "Ena chanami." Tosa is saying that usually the rule of lecha comes to school shutfus. Okay, but if it turns out that shul is good, then shutfus got to be good too. In other words, we would ordinarily would have the word lecha, which you could argue, like Tosa says, is memayit shutfus. That's at the beginning, but at the end, once we have the riba of Kol Ezer Yisrael, which teaches us that shula works, then shufas has to work. Okay, memela asher shal shufan lehetayim kavachom in the shula ukra de lecha mukmina lelegzula b'lechot. Okay, and then all that's left to lecha tekstum is only gzula. So according to Ravash, probably you also don't have to come on to the whole thing of Rashi and Shavapruta. But the point is that according to Ravash, even Tosa agrees that shufan is good. We didn't, right? I don't think we said it that way. We thought that Tosa said shufan is no good based on lecha. And the reverse ten is that no, Rashi once shufas is once shul is good, then shufas by definition has to be good, right? And the Tosa said, yeah, usually lecha does. Usually lecha is marbe is I'm sorry is memayit excludes shufas. And the Chanan, but here we have a conflicting drasha. Another drasha pops up called Ezer B'Yisrael, which teaches that shul works. So mele shufas slept along with it has to be. That's his logic. Okay, that's the reverse. All right. Again, sukkah shalos or shal kishol, and a din shenasem, but shushufus kishelo. The low matzina b'shum hakum shalos or shal shalos or shushufus low. Okay. However, the Rashbash, who was also a Rishon a little bit later, there was a famous one of the Rishonim was called the Rashbats. Okay, and that's actually a little confusing. There were two Rashbatses. Okay, one was a little later Talmud of Ram Rutenberg, Ashkenazi named Shim Shon Rebtzara. But the Sfardi Rashbats, Shimon ben Tzemach, okay, Shimon ben Tzemach Rashbats, from whom we have Chuvas, okay, you have to know what you're talking about. The different, it's like there are a few different rivets, okay, they usually speak of the rivet, we speak of the one who argues the rabbi. But the rivet had a father-in-law who wrote a sefer called the Sefer Eshkol, and he was known as Rabbein Avram Av Bezdin. So some Rabbein Avram Av Bezdin got sort of, you know, corrupted to rabbit, sometimes it quotes the rabbit, doesn't mean the rabbit, it means his father-in-law. And then there's another altogether, Abraham ibn Daud, who wrote a historian and something, the other, so you have to be careful sometimes with an Rashba. Sometimes the Rashba is a Rashba, and we usually speak about the Rashba, so that's of Shlomo ben Aderes. But sometimes Tosus on a page quotes the Rashba, that's not the same Rashba. Tosus on a page quotes of Shimshon, okay, that's in the Rash Mishans, so like we have a parish on the side of the page, in Zroim and Koshim Taurus, the Rash Mishans, then of Shimshon and Avram. So you have to be, because there's also two Rashbats. Anyway, the Sfardi Rashbats had a son named Shlomo. He's called Shlomo ben Shimon.
follow Shimon ben Sema. Anyway, the Rashbash is a Shimon Simon Ches. That was the Rivash in Shimon ben Zion. The Rashbash in Simon Ches disagreed to the Rivash. Okay, he says, Shomati ki Rivash zal, hu makshir mi kav ha-chomer. He's makshir shut mi kav ha-chomer. Dim shul, shen shalok, shar kosh ken shashurim, shar shakhev ba. Now, he speaks with great respect. Okay, but af o pi she'ein meshivet es ha-ari la'achar mosel.
Okay, it's an expression, it's not an expression. You can't, you know, fight with a lion after the lion's dead. Don't be a kunz, right? Now I'll talk tough. Like, you know, the lion is, you know, dead, so I woke up, I talk tough. Yeah, talk tough until the lion is alive. Okay, and then, you know, but it's an expression. You can't, it's difficult to challenge somebody who's no longer here, because maybe he'll have an answer. Okay? He says, he speaks with respect. He refers to the Rivash as one of the lions, one of the greats. Again, I shouldn't really challenge him when he's not here to respond. Right? But he says, nonetheless, I will Torah, he will live on it. Torah, I have to learn that. What am I going to do? He says, but Kavachomer is there. Kavachomer Pricha. This is a Pricha, means it's questionable. It's slug upable, with such a word, right? You can reject. It's rejectable, this Kavachomer. Okay? Kavachomer Pricha. Chutz mikvodo, again, with due respect, right? See that, right? With respect. Okay? The Shu'ula, there's a difference. Shu'ula, kulo shalo, kol yamei shalto. When I borrow something, at that point, whatever the terms are, I borrow it for a week, a month, a day, an hour, whatever, when I have it, it belongs entirely to me. At that moment, Shu'ula is mine. Okay? Mashenkim, shushufa, shenu kulo shalo, and the shushufa is never totally mine. In fact, like the Rivash himself, sort of an answer that the Shufus is predicated a little bit on Shu'ula, so it is, you could argue that it is totally. So that's how Rivash Taka could answer. But the point of it, usually speaking about Shufus, means never, even according to the, it's never totally mine, right? It's never totally mine. We have a share with a partnership, okay? So he says, Ubamakom Shahu Yoshe, Yeshu Chaber Chedibo. When I sit, again, we'll use the example of a student sharing an apartment. When I sit in the living room, I'm sitting partly in your area, right? I mean, it's partly yours, okay? But he says it's a side thing, okay? By Shu'ula, obviously, you have permission. But by Shufus, they can be mocked with one on the other, okay? And that's based on another Gemara that I don't want to go into either. And he writes, the Kavan, go to the second paragraph, the Kavan, Shekavachom Shalabzah Habipricha, Sukkas HaShufin, he psula. No. When Tosus says Lecha is Mamayit Shufus, what does he mean? He means it's Mamayit Shufus, not like the Rivash wanted to say that even Tosus agrees that Shufus is good. No, it's totally no good. Okay? Kedas, but Tzenot Tzorfosim, Zal, Rabbeinu Haran, who quotes Tosus, Mechol Shekain, Rabbeinu Rashi, Zal, Hacha Shul, Kamoshu, Tzor, Haran, and so on. The Shufus is going to be possible. Shamati Shekacha Adas of Chisti Bibihuda Kvena. He learns Rashi that way too. I'm not convinced that that's right. But in any event, so it's a machoka is the Rivash and the Rashbash. Okay? Yeah. Then he has a question. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but it's machoka. Just to finish this up, so what is the Psak Halacha? So I just printed it here. Shofar Or Chaim Simon Tofer Yishlam and Zayin Siv Beis. Yotzin Mesukka Shu'ula V'chein Yotzin Mesul Shufas. Finished. We accept Yotzin both the Shu'ula and Shufas. You can borrow a Sukka, you can share a Sukka. And the Shabur comments, again, it's in the Tavri Shalom Zayin, it's in Cotton Bob, he adds, he accepts his Kalvachom Mesul. The culture can't kandi, Yeshul Chelekba, Anishur Sholom, Daldas came to Stachfus. And the Shabur basically accepts the Rivash. Almost quotes the Rivash, you know. Summarize the Rivash. So the Maisa, we pass it as good, like the Shita of the Rivash. Okay? Alright, end of that part of the discussion. Now I want to come to this business, analyze a little bit the Kasha we mentioned yesterday, the Chaschina, and others raised regarding this statement of Rashi that if you have so many people, then everyone doesn't have a Chelek, it can't be a valid Shufas because not everybody has a Shota Prutas working, right? So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by. Source 15, the Minchas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Shin Chof Hey, Os Yud Aleph. In the old edition, it's Os Tes, but now it's Yud Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Behinei Sukkah Shuluk Sherev, a Sukkah Shul Shutfin, Ayin Tost Af Zayin. Okay, in Machlokas, a Sukkah Shul for sure is good. What about a Sukkah Shul Shutfin? See, Tetzalok and Tost, he's assuming the Machlokas Rashi. Tost about it.
over kapos tuar, that's the thing. So maybe shim chus rivash, he quotes rivash, but falpo is there, or master klahashir, okay? And he writes, I am the Yosef Ein kapos tuarim, which just means that also, I haven't really quoted much, if you really could. See, that's the abbreviation of the kapos tuarim. Kapos tuarim is a sefer, there's a three-part sefer, which is called Shemos Baretz. And I haven't seen guys with them. But Shemos Baretz is on the three Moshe Mechavi, okay, early Achron, wrote this sefer on three different, on the three Mesechtas of the Tishrei Yom Tov. See, it's on Rosh Hashanah, on Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, Mesechta Yom, and Mesechta Sukkah. Okay, so on Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, it's called, it's a three-part sefer, usually they print it in one part. So it's called Yom Truah, that's the section on Rosh Hashanah. Then there's Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, which is on Yuma, the end of Yuma. And then there's Kapos Tuarim, which is on Sukkah. So anyway, the Mishnah Sinah quotes the Kapos Tuarim, quotes the Rivash. I showed you the Rivash straight. And he says, and then he writes, I just want to comment about it, because Re'ein, look at the second line, Re'ein, Sefer HaRivash, Tof Yod, Tachas Yodi. The Mishnah Sinah, I don't have the Sefer of the Rivash to look into myself. Okay, so he doesn't want to comment about it, he didn't see it inside. All right. Va'or Od, I'd like to bring up the following. Dinei Sham b'Sukkah Chazam Hur, the Belezer Posel Sukkah Shul V'Cham Hashim, the Chsiv Kol Ezer V'Kulei. Melamed Shekho Yisroel Uyum Shem B'Sukkah Achus, Pirish Rashi Sham Dima Tokol, the Efshar Shiyel Echulam, the Lomati Sham B'Pruta L'Chol Chad, Ela Yedei Shela, Ad Kama Sham. Near him appears Rashi, appears some Rashi, the Kevon de Be'inat Lachem, since you need Lachem, that's, you know, that's what we're learning, right? Kol she'ena shavu pruta lo'avei lachem. Since you need to have ownership, so you don't have a shavu pruta, that's not called ownership. Vim shol posel kadiru belezer lo'ha yotzei kevod ein shavu pruta. If shol is posel, well, then shukin's not going to work either because you don't have a shavu pruta. Alakarcha tzachom with the shol kosher. Therefore, must be the shol is kosher again, as we explained. Vim ken yeshol shavu pruta idei sheila. By borrowing it at that moment, I have it. So there's a shavu pruta. Okay. L'chora nira midvaro, says the Mechazim, tafile nomar the shol kosher, mikom mokom, pochos mishavu pruta posel, kemosha kosta lo mota lo chokan shavu pruta ade shela. Umucha the shela kosher, kevan the shoel in kain shavu pruta, lo v'ena shavu pruta posel, af the shela kosher. So he says, one second. But let's say what I borrow, okay, and the Mechazim always asks these creative types of questions, okay, so the Mechazim says, even if we have shoel as kosher, but if what I borrow is worth less than Shavu Pruta, so that's no good. Even though Shu'ula in principle is kosher, but if the item is, because Rashi seems to emphasize that if you cannot have ownership, okay, if it's less than Shavu Pruta. So now the Minchas Chinuch goes to the next step, and he says, well, one second. So let's say what I borrow is also not a Shavu Pruta. It's also not going to be good. It's not a function of Shu'ula versus Shukfas. It's a question, according to Rashi, it seems, of Shavu Pruta versus not Shavu Pruta. All right, especially when we learn Rashi, if the shuklas would be a shavu pruta, then it would work according to Rashi, right? So the Chizkinah says again, look at the words: "Lachor near midvaru, da feeling nomar the shol kasha mikol machom pachas shavu pruta pasul kamosha kasha del mati lachachat shavu pruta idei sheila umuchav the sheila kasha came on the shol and came shavu pruta. Now, why does sheila work? Because you get a shavu pruta." Abu be'ena shavu pruta pasul after sheila kasha. Even if principle sheila works, but not as a shavu pruta. He said it can't be, because basically he says that what he thinks Rashi means, it's not a valid Zohar, because if Shol is kosher, then you don't need Lochem, right? What required the Shavu Pruta? The requirement that it belongs to you, that it's, you have ownership. Well, it's a, if Shol means you don't need ownership, right? Lo bin Lochem. So therefore, even if it's less than Shavu Pruta, if Shela works, then it's going to work anyway. So he said that Zohar we just said doesn't make sense, and therefore he says that Rashi means, again, Valkarchot Tzarchon, the Kavanas Rashi, the Lord Moti Putul Chachad, Eli Dei Shela, the Amrit Shol Posim, Kain Lo Mishkachad, El Vesuka, El Alkarchot Shol Koshin, Kain, Ein Tzarchot Shela, Ki Pachashim with a Gamkin Koshin. Okay, you don't need Lochem. The problem is, and this is what he gets into, is how do we relate this issue of Pachashim or Pruta to other mitzvahs? Okay? Al koponim of Uber Dvar on the next page. Heichad milochem. The Shaul Apostle, Gam Pachim, the Shaul Put Apostle. He says, if you would need Lochem, and Shaul is Pachim, here it's not. Okay, good. He worked out Rashi. But now he goes on to the next step. He says, if it would be that you need Lochem, and Shaul Tapu Apostle, so then if it's Pachim, the Shaul Put, it's also going to be Apostle. Even if it is Lochem. You follow? In other words, what he's saying is there are two things in the mix here. There's Lochem, which excludes Shaula, and there's also the requirement of Shavapruta. So he says, if you have something where you need Lochem, and Shaul is no good, then if you have it, Pachas Shavapruta, it's also no good. Vim Cain, he says, Behar Bein Mitzvahs, Divin Shur Shalok, Yon Matzah, Belulub, V'Domel, Tzorok Shur Shavapruta, D'Belav Hachi, Eni Yotzeim, Eno Shavapruta, D'Lo Mikri Lochem. Because what he's learning from Rashi is, Lochem, there's really two things from Lochem, right? Lochem tells you that Shul is no good. And Lochem also tells you that Pachas Shavapruta is no good. Well, 1 second, so let's take a mitzvah. We're not borrowing anything, I'm acquiring it. But if it's worth, it's Pachas Shavapruta. He says, so for example, by matzah or by other mitzvahs, Lofizel Adwar, Lomatzini Adener Rogeno, Heich Yotzim Anachna Mitzvahs Dalad Minimim, Nina Zu, the Arova Mitzuyim Ma'o. Okay, how can we say, no doubt that that Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkah requires Lochem? No doubt about that, right? Lochem, Lochem, everybody agrees. It's got to belong to Yeshua, Shaul is no good, and so on. Shaul is no good. Good, I bought it. But 1 second, he says, Arabas around here are dirt cheap, they're twigs, I mean, they're branches, right? He says, Ubad or Shnei Badim, Araba ain't Shavapruta, Bishum of Mechom Dinazu. Okay, an Araba stick is worthless around here. They're a dime a dozen, right? They're nothing, at least for Healing. And around here, too, I mean, they're broken branches over the twigs. Okay, what's a twig worth? It's not worth a Shavapruta. So he says, at least around here. Okay, the Hadassim, at least for Healing, probably had to be imported. They were more expensive. But the Arabas, like I mentioned yesterday, always grow like, even here in this climate, grow like wildfire. So they're cheap. There's nothing to it. It's just a stick. So he says, Bechol min dal min psul mishol. But we assume for sure that on Kalpan on the first day, a borrowed lulav, borrowed esu, borrowed hadas, and borrowed rubbers are no good. Why? Because we require lachem. Well, if lachem also implies that it has to, the way Rashi seems like it has to be worth a shavapruta, so we got it borrowed. I didn't borrow. I bought. I bought in the lulav. I bought a set. But my rubbers should puzzle on the first day because not shavapruta. Right? That's the minchas kinas kasha. Okay. So he says. In Cain, on the fourth line, Hey Chana Yotz, and Echava Sedim, Dina Zub, Yom Rishon, Shulchag, the Dalad Minim. Okay? So, and he says, by the way, unless you think, says that Echava Sedim is only a problem for Rashi, he points out that it's not so partial that Tosef disagrees with that conclusion about Shavapruta. Tosef just said, Rashi didn't need to come on to that. Remember the language of Tosef? Al Chinam Dochak. He doesn't say Rashi is wrong. He just didn't need to come on to that. That's the Mechaskinuk of Mendaik. V'gama Tosos Chosar Rashi v'chinam docha came in the Shutim Kosher Ayin Shom V'Tosos Aval Guf HaSvar O'Nechaku D'Pachos V'Ruto O'Nechalachem V'im Kein Chas V'Shalom Kol Yisro Eni Yotin Chosim Dal Minim B'Yom Tov Alef Shochai Lo Ra'isi V'Shin Zorah B'Zeh. I didn't seem to bring up discussion. But he said it's the way he's learning. Anyway, it's a simple.
You said the only reason this isn't a problem by Sufis because we have Ezra. It's a problem by other mitzvahs.
What do you mean? No, if it's Pachas Shavapruta, Rashi is no good. Even if Rashi said that's why I call it, that's the only answer you mean?
No, like his middle part where he said this isn't a problem here, but it's mitzvah, but it's around by other mitzvahs. Why isn't it a problem?
It's worth more than Shavapruta.
No, but it's a problem here too. He said, according to Rashi, it is a problem. If Rashi said it is a problem. What do you mean?
They were practically, it's not a problem here because every sukkah is going to be worth more than Shavapruta.
No, he's just saying. So that was just commenting on that jump where he said that. Why is he saying Azein Tzor came the Shal Kasher Lo Benachem Im Kain Pachas Shavapruta Lo Gora. You're right, I hear what you're saying. That should be the. And then he says, no, therefore that's not what Rashi meant. You know, like this. That's how it becomes. I don't know, maybe because of the drusha, yeah. Okay.
But that's only
less of
it.
Yes, the drusha. Yeah, I understand. It's a good order. Yeah, I missed that. Yes. Okay. Anyway, but the bottom line, but you're right, but Philip, what you're saying is correct. In a regular sukkah, it's not an issue. Right? Only this sukkah of Kol Yisrael, yes. Okay, anyway, so that's the, then he goes on, he says, and all, the whole svara is funny. What? If the pachas shor brut, it's not lachem? Am I allowed to steal it from you? Okay, the vavadai shor, shalot the vavadai, the osso lizo imenu, okay, the kosher osso lizo menatar, okay, my lo niko lachem, ayesho balam, okay? So anyway, that's the question which the Minchas Chinuch asked, and he says they have a gamba matzah, right? We assume, for whatever reason, to jump the matzah also to belong to you. It doesn't say lachem by matzah, they have a connection. Matzaschem, okay, the little matzah also requires lochem. So he said a bite of matzah is also not worth a kizayis. What's a matzah? Again, it's expensive nowadays, but a bite of matzah is not also. So he says, he leaves it talking, and he says, well, matzah, so look at the end, okay, well, matzah, you know, So he finds it a little difficult. More than a little difficult. He leaves it with Tzarachim. He says, Tzarachim go. Tzarachim ma'ol. I mean, I don't know. So others try to answer. Okay. The possible answer from Tosos read later that I printed in 16. Okay, and the Memal from the base, Tosos with the Masach Zero. Okay, this has to do with the Matan Shesh Amnas Lahafsin. Okay, and really, you know, when you own, at the time, it goes back to that point, at the time when you own it is completely yours. Right, the time when you own it is completely yours. So, he said, "Agnas al chaver chaser sadeo chamor matana adman plon bechol leit amanash shalacha osozman yachzireulo kana mekaba adosman who ochla perishan ad osozman everything is his completely the fruits everything and he can even be makdish it. That's always the test case. Okay, you want to know in halacha whether somebody owns something. The question is, can he be makdish it? Can he donate to hekdesh? That's always a litmus test." Or you have ownership. You can't be makdish something belongs to somebody else. So one of the litmus tests is another litmus test. Can you makadish an isha with it? Right. Well, litmus test is can you makdish it to hekdesh to the base hamikdash. And if you cannot, then it's not fully yours. Right. So he says by a double, you borrowed it. You can be makdish it also until that time when the term of the loan is up. In other words, if I lend this to for years, I can makdish it for a year. Right. Ad arosas man. The hektish of Paris, Adosman, and everything belongs to hektish. In fact, by the oval, I sell a field till the oval. It goes back to the oval, right? But meanwhile, it goes to hektish. That's what he brings up. I only throw this in here because the point is, you can still be. You see that the lochem. When I think about it, maybe it's not. I was thinking that maybe this was an answer. You know, to that question. Huh? Yeah. Right. So I'm saying, it's printed. I'm sorry, where is it?
I have it.
So I didn't print it properly. Maybe I didn't print the whole thing. Let's see it. Should have stopped. I may not have printed the whole thing properly. That's what it was.
It says in
Canaan,
I
learned it
for the
family. Yeah, right. There's Bala. What he's saying is at the end, he said it can be called Lachem even without being in Makdish. Right? So what are you referring to? What are you trying to say?
In the bottom left.
And then where?
So, no, not the footnotes on the left-hand page.
Left-hand page?
That if it's Pachim Shabbat Pruta, he can still acquire it in Shirin Maisa because the question of Gizula comes in. Meaning he doesn't have to return it.
It can still be Lachem even without...
Meaning if he keeps it,
even Pachim Shabbat Pruta.
Can he be on the mitzvah and you say no, unless it's Shirin Maisa?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a moment. You're saying there's a. I apologize. I may not have printed the whole thing here. But that's what. So, the Tosfot wants to say you can have lochem even without Shabbat kavanah. That's the basic point. Again, 1 second. He says, remember, lochem teda the hard is hard. Aim of Shabbat kavanah also about Shabbat kavanah and make dishu aim of toshen hektash chalavi. Yeah, so I didn't print the whole reason, but basically what I do have here, if you look at the last line, the closest read, he says, thank you. He says, I should have printed more. He says, even if somebody called Lachem, the Ahadas Harava Aimbam Shalapruta, right? That's what it says. Osa Abad Shalhadas Harava Inigdishu Balav Enomukta, Shenektish Kalav. Nevertheless, he called Lachem. Okay, so what comes out of those words, something can be, it'll answer Nechasimot's question, because something to call Lachem in doesn't have a Shalapruta.
What's the riot? How does he know it's called Lachem? Because you can match it.
No, he can't. The hecklers won't be chal, but he said you can yotze with it. It's a circle. He's saying the fact that he won't say shows that it is lochem. That's what comes in. Now, further on, he mentioned it was shinimaisa, right? He mentioned you would make a change in it and so on. But in any event, conceptually, what the Tosfot is saying, you don't need lochem for you don't need shabruta to be lochem. That will solve the whole problem. Okay, there are other places. I referred to the Rashash over here. There are other places where this issue comes up. So let's take a look at the Rashash. I printed out the sources because this issue of Lochem, you know, when a group of people owning something. My point is not so Pashut. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the Rav Pashut is, and he says he's stunned that nobody brings it up, etc. But we look at the Rashash here, Chavzayin Rebeis. Let's see if we can find it again in this edition. So my edition is page Chof. I'm sorry, page Yud Ches. What's the difference? Last little bit of Marty Shalaput. I don't know. I don't have that one.
It's on page
Yud Gimel. What is it now?
Right here.
Oh, well, you have the difference?
Yeah.
The Lo Marty Shalaput. L'Chochad, yeah. So, what page is there?
Yud Gimel.
Okay, and by us, in the other editions, it's page Yud Ches. I've got to find it now. I do not see that Rashi. Here it goes. Lomati Shalaput, it's a Shriyan Rashi, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, the other edition is page Yurkhas in the middle column. Dirmasu Kola Ezra. Yeah, this is a different Dirmasu. Okay. Okay, he says, Benudarim Perit Shutfen Isa, Benudru Zemi Zed, Mutarm Bidavosha Oli Babel. Upir Shamram, Afo Pisho Tzia, Maman Shakol Yisraelo, Ein Zed Kol Echad Zechus. Let's take a look. I printed it out for you. There's a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, Parakei Mishadala. That's how I knew to look at this in the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, again, we're talking about a person who takes an oath not to get hanof from someone else and so on. Okay, so Harei Alechem, Hamuder Osa, Harei Atolaychem, Hanoder Osa, Harei Aleches, Atolay. You know, I don't want to have any benefit from you. I'm not asking you for any benefit from me. Shneim Asurim, Shneim Mutar Medaber Shel Olei Bovel. Okay, Dovah Shal Olei Bavel, the Bartanura in 19 explains, Olei Bavel, going Bor Shal Olei Regolim, Shal Olei Bavel Arts Shal Regla, by Osa Bor Ben Tzaderech, Yodan Shal Koy Shal Shal Bo, Rabbi Kehefker Veloka Dovah Shal Hu Shal Shufin. What means is as follows, you have a Bor, okay, which was dug for the people who were traveling, and it was a communal, it belonged to the community, okay, so the nether of what belongs to me, is also to you, what belongs to you is also to me. This type of nether is not chal on Dovah Shel Olei Bavel, as the Bartanura explains. Everybody has a chelik in it. So therefore, even though I have a chelik in it, it's not asad on me. Okay? Now, the Rambam there explains, that's what the Rashash refers to 20, the Perish HaMishnah and Rambam, Parakeh there, in Mishnah Dalit, he says, in the Dovash Ole Bubble, who are Dover HaMishutov, L'chol Ole HaRegel, V'heim Mashi Yizkir. We she'elu afal pi shebonro so matzil le mimon kol Yisrael. It's communal money that does it. V'yesh l'chol achar mehem ben kinyin. And l'shu muak na'od ein chol shebo. Okay, Rasha, what's Rasha's telling us? You see another example of a case where something belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, but that, I don't have the capacity to aser my chelik on you, because why? Because my chelik is so small, it's less than Sharpruta, right? In other words, my chelik is so small in that communal thing that whatever, I can ask you to come to my house and so on and so forth, things that belong to me, but something which I have a chelik and it's just a small chelik, that doesn't matter. That's what Rasha wants us to point to. Okay, and that's a rational sense that if it's not a shavapruta, then that's not called ownership. Because if we're called ownership and we have this nether, so you wouldn't be allowed to use it. I wouldn't be allowed to use your chelik or whatever. We don't say that. That's how the Rambam Perish Mishnah. So in effect, the Rashash is just bringing a raya. But he says we have a problem. Ela the kashli perik al the shkolim mishadalit. Okay. Here he has a difficulty from a Mishnah Shkolim. I printed again for you in 21. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Park Alam Shadal Amr Yehuda Hey Ben Rucham Yavda Kol Kohen Shoshokol Eno Chote." An interesting question. Okay, whether by Matzah Shekel, you know, every Jew every year had to give a Matzah Shekel, had to be in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They would start collecting Rosh Chodesh Adar right a month before. That's why we always read Parsha Shkolim right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Or for Shul Shabbos on Shabbos, we read on that Shabbos, right? Matzah Shekel. What was done with the money from the Matzah Shekel? I don't know. Yeah, purchased the not only carbon, but all the community communal carbon. Right, there are two types of carbon. Right, there's a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. A carbon yachid, who pays for it? You do. It's yachid. I have to bring carbon chatas. I did not bear the shogeg, or I have to bring carbon shlomim for whatever reason. I bring shlomim. I want to bring a carbon toad or whatever, so I pay for it. But a carbon tzibur came from the community funds, right? When we say that the carbon Talmud Shashach and Talmud Shabbat was brought, basically not every Jew came every day and brought a carbon. One part of carbon was brought. I mean, all of Klal Yisrael. How did all of Klal Yisrael share it? From the Matzah Shekel money, right? So that's a carbon tzibur. And there you'll ask, what do you mean? Don't ask me whether everyone has less than a shor kruta. It doesn't matter because it's a carbon tzibur. Okay, so that's a carbon more than half of the tzibur. So there's a question whether Kohanim have to give a matzah shekel or not. Are Kohanim included? Because you look at the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, it says there, kol over al pekudim, and the Kohanim was separate, and so on. So in fact, there's a whole question, machlok v'shoshonim, does somebody under the age of 20, because you remember the pasuk in Kisisa, it says, miben esrim shana v'mala, yitein shumas Hashem, how to give the matzah shekel. So usually we assume someone is chai v'mitzvah, major bar mitzvah. So the question is about matzah shekel. And it has nafkamina chaps, that's a cute thing, I'm going to go into it now, but nafkamina chaps, you know, can somebody who, let's say you have shachas mincha ma'ariv, or tefillos, which are rachamim, right? They're requests of rachamim. Musaf is a tefillah which directly corresponds only to the korban musaf, right? Musaf is a different category of tefillah than shachas mincha ma'ariv, in many ways. So musaf is a tefillah, mishamah parm sosenim. It's a pasuk in Navi that we'll read on Shabbos Shulah, right? So neshama parm sosenu. So our tefillah take the place of karbonas. The shachas mincha ma'ariv also correspond in a certain way to karbonas, but it has much more in it than karbonas. Musaf fundamentally is karbonas. We quote the psukim and we talk what they used to do, and we ask Hashem and so on. But musaf fundamentally is karbonas. So somebody who is not, so let's say somebody who didn't have a share in the karbon musaf. Could he daven musaf? So he can certainly daven musaf. But could he daven musaf for the umrah? The motzi people who have a higher level of chiyuv. So that's an interesting question. Some will hold that maybe a boy of Yisrael Chanan has a tshuva about it. Can a boy over 13 but less than 20 be the baal musaf? Our practice nowadays, the kid had his bar mitzvah, the very often daven musaf, right? That the Shabbos he lames his after and he daven musaf. But it's something Achron is a question. If Kiveg, others talk about it. Can somebody who's not, because if you're passing like those who say the machzor shel only age of 20. So, in the age of 13 to 20, he was not obligated to matzah shekel. He was included in the korban musaf. Women also included in the korban musaf. Klal Yisrael, right? But in terms of the chiyuv, that's an interesting thing. Anyway, so there's a question. What about kohanim? So the Mishnah says, "Am Yehuda Hayim Bruch Yavne Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eno Chote." If the kohen wants to give the shekel Eno Chote, he can. Eno Chote is not a sin. It's not a very something wrong. He can. Meaning it's voluntary. Okay. Meaning that it is voluntary. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo, you got the wording, the order of the wording wrong. Ela kol kohen she'eno shokel chote. Not kol kohen she'shokel eno chote. But kol kohen she'eno shokel chote. Means he has to give. If a kohen doesn't give, his chote is wrong. Now I do that. Ela she'kohanim darshim because of the last one. The kohanim, what was his sword to say they don't have to give? The kohanim darshim for themselves. They don't want to spend the machzor shekel. So they darshim the following. Kol minchas kohen kol tia lo se'empel. Ho, v'omor she'elecha v'lechem ponim shalom ha'et ne'cholam. Basically, what it means is that we have a din that mincha, the kol minchas kohen, kol tia lo se'achel. When a kohen brings a mincha, okay, it's not eaten. Okay? Not eaten. That's a rule. Kol minchas kohen, kol tia lo se'achel. The mincha for a kohen is not eaten. Okay? Well, the Mishnah says, the kohen darshan, you know, there's certain communal karbonos which were minchas. For example, the korban omer, the second day of Pesach, the shtei alechem. On Shavuos, okay, or the lechem aponim. These are also it has to do with bread, the grain. So if a kohen has a shear in it, so then no one's allowed to eat it. It's called kolotia, and we know that that's not the rule by those karbanos. Okay, so that's the question. That's why they thought we better not give because we're going to ruin the eating for everybody else. Okay, and the Bartanur explains there in 22. Bartanur explains. They're wrong. The doctrine is called Vada Omar Kolotia. The local also says it should be Shutus. That pasuk is talking about a milchus coin that coin himself brings by himself, his own private carbon, but not a carbon which he has Shutus. Okay, coin supposed to get the Machto Shekhar, even though they don't force him, don't seize him, we're not a Rishi now. But in any event, says the Rasha, or blinds the Rashash over here, back by us. He says, this whole discussion seems to indicate that even though he's going to have less than what the Kohanim thought, not the way we pass it. We pass it in the time of the Pasuk meat. When the Pasuk says you cannot eat the mincha of a coin, that's the mincha brought by a coin as a personal carbon, his own. But if it's a carbon that he has a shrufus, that's a Kali Yisrael. One second, but even if he had a shrufus, that's a Kali Yisrael. It's less than Shalapruta, right? There's all Kaiso as a Shutfis, and there's what was even the Havamina to say that it should be good. That implies even less than Shalapruta. It is there, right? So it's a little bit of a Steven. That's what Rishash points out. I'm just mentioning to you that it's not so posh that this assumption of Minchas Chinuch, okay? This assumption of Minchas Chinuch by us that, well, okay, if it's less than Shalapruta, it doesn't belong to you, it's not so posh. That's what we saw the Tosas Rid, and the Rashash points out the Stiglitz theory from Shkol. Okay. Anyway, how do we deal with this question from the Minchas Chinuch? Assuming it's a kasha. Again, Minchas Chinuch assumes it's double pasha, that if it's lachem, then you have to have a Sharaputa, otherwise it's not going to be lachem. And he asks the question, so how we have a Yotze with our Arovas? Okay, perhaps even matzah, these things are worth less than a pruta. So the Arovas are worth less than a pruta, how could it be? And he leaves it Tzorah here. So again, we saw that that's not, his assumption can be questioned, but according to his assumption. So the Shari Tshuva, on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Pei Bei, Sif Kotten Aleph, Shari Tshuva answers, basically similar to what the Minchas Chinuch kind of started with. Shari Tshuva says, I don't want to read the whole thing, but let us find what he says. If you can't call Shul Gadol, and that's just the beginning, in the parentheses. He says, Utsas Mashmin Atos B'Sukkah, okay. Yeah, look at the fourth line. V'chein Yiru Adayk Rashi Sukkah Dach Kuzayi Davidim Alamet Shekhoi Yisroel Ruhil L'Shem L'Shem B'Sukkah Achat O'Pirish Rashi Shtakach Dolo Matri Shavar Pruta L'Chol Chad Mashmin the Kol She'ein Bo Shavar Pruta L'O Shayach L'O Zitlo V'Shem Sukkah Shalom. Right? That's... And you don't have a Shavar Pruta, you can't call it your Sukkah, Sheyotzebo. Imlo, Shenetzarev, Elav Chelek Kaver. Umuch, we said, Yotzeb, Sukkah Shula. Right, the only way it's going to work is if the other person gives permission. Everything we said, right? If Cain, who are then, this Shavar Pruta is in the Tov Pei Bei, it's in Ilchus Pesach. Okay, it's in Ilchus Pesach. So he's saying, to my Matzah. So he said, but in Cain, who are then, in the Shein, Lo, Salab, and Matzah, Shein, Gzula, Mecherem, the Lomar, the Lomikol, Lechem, the Kevin, Shein, Shavar Pruta, in Gozo, Mele, Nas, Lechem. And the fees are other, but Tzorach Iyun. The mashma Rashi the sukkalin and shikar lachem shavu prutabinan afshu shalom mamish in ken gabi matzah nami. I'm sorry, but gabi matzah also name a hachi. But on matzim b'shul mokum shetzorach sheyeh bekezayis hamatzah shavu prutah. Okay, lachain here the gam besukip. So that's the same kashim and chasim. Doesn't quote them. It's the same question. Okay, he says that by matzah also should require shavu prutah. Right, I mean, that's the same question. The Menachos Kinnuch asked it first by a Rovus, and then he came on to Matzah, but the Shara Chuli here in Hichos Pesach was taught at Matzah. He said the same thing. So therefore he says, we must say, that Ein Kavonos Rashi Latzuk Shava Pruta. Rak Kavonoso Bechol Delo Havi Pruta Al Chelko. Im Ken Hamokom Shu Yoshua Shu Shava Yoser Eino Shalo. Rak Harbe Shutfin Yeshom Chelek Mokom Azeh. Behem Mashilim Chelek Zeh Lozeh. He's saying like this. He's saying that basically Rashi also admits you don't need to have a Shavu Pruta for something to be called Lachem. That's what the Shara Chuli is answering. You don't need something to be Shavu Pruta to be called Lachem. Alright? However, when Rashi says you have to have a Shavu Pruta, that's because if you don't have a Shavu Pruta in the Sukkah, then it turns out the place where you're sitting, okay, the place where you're sitting, which is Shavu Pruta, has numerous Shutfin and Norse owners, and therefore the only way you can sit there is through Sheila. They're giving you the right to be able to sit there. That was the nature of the Shutfas, right? They're giving you the right to sit there. And therefore, if Shula would be puzzled, so you wouldn't be outside sitting in that spot. Okay? Not because you don't have a Shavu Pruta. Okay? But because if Shula were no good, if that's where we're mired from Lacha, if we were to be mired, that's why she's right. We're not. Shula works. So then you would have a problem. It's only if you have a Shavu Pruta by myself, then we can, you know, if I have my own sukkah, but it's not that Shavu Pruta is needed for Lachem. Okay, even if it's not, it can be Lachem without Shavu Pruta. But the reason he brings up the Shavu Pruta is because it'll have numerous owners. In other words, let's explain it better. Okay. Let's read inside. He says, what Rashi meant is that in Kena Makom Shu Yosha, 5 lines on the bottom, Shava Yosha, even it's worth more. Eino Shalo, Rak Harbe Shutin Yeshem Chelik Makom Zeh. They Mashilim Chelik Zeh Lazeh. Vatosa Shekosu Bechinam Dochak, Tichayim the Marbe Shutra, Marbe Shulah, Kavanos, Nafilu Tema Shiesha Chalach, Kriyas Makom Sukkah Machmas Mosav, Vein Tzorach Lishol Samakom Chavar, Vedarach Shela, Rak Vedarach Shulah, Mekom Makom, Akoponim, Kulam Mishutofim Yachad, Bechol HaSukkah. Okay, and then al koponim ain hechrach merashi lomar the hanoa psuk chusam yishavu pruta keman deleisi dami. And what he's saying is it comes out from Rashi. Rashi's point is not to say that a shavu pruta, that the pachus yishavu pruta is not yours. That's not Rashi's point. Okay, Rashi's point is he's trying to demonstrate that shu'ula has to work. So if where I am sitting, if it's not, it belongs to several different people. Rashi brings up the issue of Shavu Pruta, okay, just to, because if it does, you don't have a Shavu Pruta, then the place where I'm sitting, okay, even though it's worth more than a Pruta, I'm sitting again, if the place where I'm sitting, one second, if I don't own a Shavu Pruta's worth in this sukkah, if I don't own, like the sukkah of all Kaisa, say it again, if I don't own a Shavu Pruta's worth in this sukkah, then I can own, and so wherever I am sitting, okay, I am by definition relying upon whom? Other people that allow me to sit there, right? Other people allow me to sit there. If I in other words, which would indicate that Shula is good. That's what Rashi brings up. If I don't own, see, if I have a shufus with you privately, okay, and the place is worth a lot, so you can say that where am I sitting? I'm sitting in my own section, right? But if I don't have a Shavu Pruta's worth, okay, then by definition where I'm sitting, even though the place is worth more than a Pruta, but I'm relying on the fact that where I'm sitting is a place that jointly owned by several people. And the only thing that gives me the right to be there is the fact that you're allowing it. In that sense, it's Shaula.
Why is that a problem?
Huh?
Why is that a problem?
No, and it's not a problem. That's what he's saying, that shula works. But the point that right, it's, but it's not shura pruta because that it can't belong to me. It could belong to me, even if it's less than shura pruta. But where I'm sitting is worth more than a shura pruta, right? The place where I'm sitting, I have my chair in this sukkah, that place is worth more than a shura pruta. So, in other words, what he's saying is, when Rashi says the problem is you don't have a shura pruta, not because a shura pruta is not lachem, a shura pruta is lachem. Good. So I sit down over here in this sukkah. So there's one little place that taka is all mine, but that's not enough, God. I take up more space than that. Right? My chair takes up more space than that. So you don't have the shabbat pruta's worth. So by definition, I'm relying on other people.
But if Shayla's okay, so why is that a problem to rely on other people?
No, it is okay.
So why should so shifus should be okay?
So shifus should be okay.
Shabbat pruta is just
what? In effect, that's what he's saying that Rashi means. If I understand the Shartra, that Shufus of Pachas, when Pachas, Shem Pruta, boils down to Shayla. Remember, what is Rashi trying to show? Rashi trying to show that Shayla works, right? Right?
Yeah, but by that logic, Shufus should also work. Because Shufus is just Shayla.
And Achanami, we said that Rashi hold like that. Rashi holds the shufa, but when it's less than a shufa pruta, but in ordinary case of shufa doesn't prove anything about shayla. Right? Ordinary case of shufa, you and I have a sukkah together.
Right.
That doesn't prove anything about shayla works. That's I think the Sharachuva is saying. Okay, so the Sharachuva basically that's his answer. That when Rashi admits you don't need shufa pruta for lachem, that's not the issue here. Okay, let's. Sometimes you forget the Rashi. Rashi never said anything, okay? Now, Rashi didn't say anything about Lachem, okay? Rashi didn't say about Lachem. He just said, it's not going to be, they're not going to own it. Look at the words of Rashi. It can't be that everybody owns it. It can't be Shutfus where everybody owns it. Elayday Shaley. Now, look at the words of Rashi. Rashi never said it because of Lachem. They go, I'm doing that. That's what the Sharachu was saying, right? It's not a matter of lachem. Rashi admits that enachanami pachas v'shem pruta is lachem. That's why it works by matzah and the vayarovis. All the things that minchas chenuch challenge. That one's got nothing with the other. The Rashi says that you need a shava pruta, okay? Because without that, the place where you're sitting, which by itself is worth more than a shava pruta, only works through the other people allowing you. That's what Rashi's saying. But you follow? That's the teretz of the Sharachuva. The whole question, your assumption, right? Although we learned it until now. Everybody assumed that the issue is an issue of Lachem, right? The whole question of the Minchas Chenuch is predicated on the assumption that Rashi is saying that Pachas, Shem Pruta, can't belong to you. You look at Rashi, first, I never said that. Okay? And therefore, the Sharachuva says that that's not what's going on here. Rashi's not worried that it belongs to you, or doesn't belong to you in the sense of Lachem. Maybe the sense of Lachem does belong to you. That doesn't help your situation right now, being allowed to sit in the sukkah. Okay, being yotzei in the sukkah, unless you rely on Shela. That's what Rashi is trying to prove. Okay, nothing to do with Lachem. So that's the answer of the Sharachuva. Let's take a look. I quoted from Tuach Onan. Okay. Take a look at the end of the sheet. There's a sefer called Emek Brocha. I printed it in the back. Now, Emek Brocha is written by the name of Aryeh Zev Pomeranchik, who was a Talmud of the Briskei Rav in Yerushalayim, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, the Rav's uncle. Okay, was Yerushalayim. This is one of his Talmud. There's a sefer called Emek Brocha. Okay, and he has actually three sarim, but the Emek Brocha, one's called, Yeg or something, I don't know. The other's called Tarzor, I mean, a different thing. So the Emek Brocha, in the Sukkah section, he has on many different topics. Okay, it's on Orachaim, the Emek Brocha, Orachaim now. So on Sukkah Os Chof Aleph, he says as follows. Let's read inside. You see the back page, it's in Emek Brocha Os Chof Aleph. On the Sukkah Os Chof Aleph. Sukkah Dav Chof Tam Beis, Chacham Nomer, etc. Okay, the Gemari quotes, HaMinchas Chinev, in the second paragraph. The Mitzvah Shin Chof, Hei Kosal Zeh, the Nir Medivir Rashi, Elo Dehecha, the Min Lachem, Kol Shein Ashur Pruta, Elo Ami Lachem. Okay, that's it. The Minchas Chinev is Medayik, that if you're, that it's less than Shabbat Pruta, there's no Lachem. In Cain, Toma, he was wondering. Eichon yotz in barba mini with dechav asenu haloha arava ain't a shabbat pruta v'lo mikra shalachem v'chein eichon yotz in chavos b'chazayis matzah v'lo pesach v'lo mikra shalachem haloha kizayis matzah also ain't a shabbat pruta kizayis matzah I guess it may depend on how big your kizayis is but if you're a small kizayis matzah that's not worth a shabbat pruta either v'gam lo malo his arba zeh shum posek kad marachom if you saw him in the pesach nobody was bothered by this so look what he answered when he was typing here The Vaday Gam Rashi Moded the Baalim Al Pachos Mipruta Mikri Baalim. Owning something Pachos Mipruta is considered ownership, like the Shari Tshuva said. It is Ochem. It is Ochem. V'shapim Mikri Shalachem Behold Over the Mina Shalachem. It's called Lachem for everything Shalachem. V'kavonos Rashi Eina El Lomar the Dafka V'shutfin Im Neima the Gam B'shal Shutfus Yotzim Mishum Achelak Sheyesh Lobo B'zehu De Mina Sheyesh Lo Bo Shabbat Pruta. אבל אם אין לו בו אלא פחוס מפרוטה, לא מסתבר די מיקרא על ידי זה שלכם, כאילו די איקרא הדובר אין לו שלו. He says, when I own something, okay, I own it. So I have these ערובס, they're worth less than a פרוטה. So what? They're still mine. It's still לכם. So they're worth less than a פרוטה, right? It says די אמק ברוכה, I'm not arguing about that. I'm a כזאי זה מצה, it's my מצה. Okay, so it belongs to me, so it's worth less than a pruta. So I can't own something less than worth less than a pruta? Says the Emperor, who says? You can own something worth less than a pruta. So therefore, and lachem. And whenever I need lachem, it's good. But, he says, when there's a shutfus, okay, when I have a share with other people, in order for a shutfus to qualify, in order for this to be mine in a shutfus situation, in order for it to be enough mine to call lachem, for that you need Shabbat Pruta. For that you need. There's a different answer to Shabbat Pruta. He's saying, yeah, Rashi, right, Rashi, you have a sukkah that's owned by 1,000 people. Okay? Well, if you need lachem, lecha, okay, that belongs to you, so the fundamental of the sukkah is not mine. I'm one of 1,000 people. So in order for shutfus to be qualified as lachem, for that you need Shabbat Pruta. My share has to be at least Shabbat Pruta. So that's what Rashi's saying. But by situations where I own the item myself, a rabbis or a mechmad, it's mine, it's not a shor puta. You follow?
He's not disagreeing with shor puta.
That
less than shor puta in the sukkah is the same thing as shema.
In a certain sense, he's saying it. You're right, it's a good har. In a certain sense, but he's phrased it differently. I think he phrased it in some way more clearly. Okay, he says it's dafka by shor. You're right, yeah, very good. In a way, it boils down to that. It's true. But what he's saying is, let's read it again. He says the last paragraph on his died to the near it. The Vaday Gam Rashi Moded the Bailam al Pachos Mipruta Mikri Bailam. If I'm a Bailam of less than I'm still called the owner. It's mine, it's less than what? And therefore, Shapir Mikri Shalachem, Bechol Dovid, the Min Shalachem. Come on, Rashi, Eina Elolomai, the Davka Beshutfin, in name of the Gam Beshul Shutfus Yotzim, Mishum Achelach Sheish Rabah. You want to say, it's enough Lachem. My share in this is enough Lachem to My share is there enough of a share to qualify as lachem for that you need to have a pruta. That's what Rashi is telling us, right? V'zeh odim in shel b'shal pruta. Avon ein lo bo el apachos pruta lo mistabe de mikra de ze shalachem kevin de ikra adoba in a shalom. This sukkah is not mine. You want to say I have a share? The share has to be a substantial share. You know, it's like if you have shareholders, you know, in order to have a vote or something like that, you're a shareholder of a company, you have to have a certain number of shares, right? In order to have a say in the company policy, whatever, you have to be a a shareholder has to be a certain amount to you have the stocks or whatever. So I have a share in a company, whatever. I don't own a stock, but I did. You know, so but I don't have voting rights or whatever. There's a certain minimum. So there's a certain minimum to be shalachem, right? But that doesn't mean if I own something by myself, that's not called lachem, right? That's his answer. And finally, one of the sefer modim was money. That's a Moshe Shtermer, was a contemporary posek in Eretz Yisrael. There's a sefer he wrote many years ago called Mo de Mizmanim in Yotiv. And he has all the famous Yonim, all the Yom Tov. So Chelek Vav, Simon Ayin Gimel, that I printed here, is Pachas of Buddha Basukha. So it begins, the Gemara Basukha appears right before it's Rashi, right? He brings Rashi, Shor Rabbanan, Al Karka, Lovin and Sukha, Shilachem, Kum Lulu, the Sib of Sukha, Sesh Yom, Kaz Up, Yosh Basukha, the Hanashah, Koy Yisrael, Lulu, Sukha, Achat, the Yavshi, Shay Lukum, Shabbat Kuta, Al Kain, Al Tzor, Kuchem, Ayin Shom. Umavur chiddush pelach shem ein bo shabbat pruta lo nikul lachem. He also in the diac originally, what do you mean less than shabbat pruta lachem? But tamar min chasina, right? It's the same kind. Min chasina is astonished by this. Shem kain ein yotzin mitzvus arabas shein lachem shein shabbat pruta. That's the same question. V'chein matz ein yotzin shein shabbat pruta v'hinich bekushim. Right? The min chasina left the tzarach yin. So comes the shabbat gives different answer. In this diac, the low kasha, the mitzvus sukkah shani. Shetzarav dira l'shamesh bo arai l'achila v'shena b'bailuso u'kashe'en bo shavu pruta lo chashivi v'lo chashu bailus shimusho v'lachem l'niko l'achem v'lo yotza. He says, this is a unique din by sukkah. Okay, it's a unique din by sukkah. Because with Sukkah, we're not interested, I was trying to say, I think, we're not interested in the ownership of the item as a chetza that I own. By arovas, by matzah, do I own this chetza or not? By Sukkah, we want this item to be used in the way that it's supposed to be used. So he said, "L'chein lo nikol l'chalot abba arovas u'matzah ain tzorach shetei shalol l'shimush." I don't have to use it. You see, a sukkah that belongs to that I have less than a shavah pruta in, it's not going to be l'chein because I can't use it in the way that it's supposed to be used. Okay, lo choshev bayil for shimush purposes. L'chein lo nikol l'chem lo yotzah. Right? Rashi called the sukkah dafka shetzorach diras arai shalom l'shimusho. Ubezehu the shirle shalom all pachos b'shavu pruta. Okay, he says dafka by sukkah. Because the nature of the sukkah is to be able to use it. So to use something the way you're supposed to use it, I have to have more than a shava prutas chelik in the sukkah. Okay, now how much do I have to have? So prutas is a cutoff point. But it's not comparable. See, that's his theory. It's not comparable to a rubber. As long as I own it, it's good. Here, it's almost like the ownership is not enough. Okay? And a chanami, pachas is your pruta. I own it. Big deal. Can I use it the way I'm supposed to use it? No. Right? When I have such a little chelik in it. That's the problem. I can't. I don't really have bilus for usage purposes. That's how he said.
What does it mean to be used
properly?
Like for sukkah.
Okay, so that's what I'm finish off with that in a moment. But that's what the Yeshua Obrachon Zashik, Kaib, Shufas, gives the same like the Amen Bracha. That's a special din just by Shufas. For Shufas, you need more than you need a Shavakutah, but not one's privately yours. Okay, so that's the Teirutzim. Before we get to the last Indian, I just want to show you the Aruch Laner. I asked the question, the last thing I had at 26. Rafael Stam asked the question, and he had an interesting diuk, okay? Rafael Nair asks, interesting question. If we assume, not the Minchasin, I put it here because it just relates, but Adkan, the Minchasin is conscious, we have different theories. Good. Let's look at 26 in the Rafael Nair here in Sukkah, Chazan Beis, the Lomoti Shaputal Chochad, Eladei Shalom. Koshek tzad. The minole day they shilla yotzin. But one second, if there's no shavapruta, maybe it shouldn't be yotzin. Why? Dilma kevin ain't lechalecha shavapruta ba ain't lo balan klal. Okay. If everybody, according to Rashi's right, who doesn't have a shavapruta's share in the sukkah? Anybody? Nobody's got a shavapruta. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, right? To you and you and you and you. The other 10,000 people, we all have the same share. So nobody has a share. So he says maybe there. Okay, ain't lo balan klal. The Yisrael in a makara pachim shavapruta. Okay, the Hari who hefker the deal with Tom hefker yotzei ba umizemu. So maybe you know why I can go into the sukkah because it don't belong to anybody. Okay, it belongs to so many people. It doesn't belong to anybody. Nobody has. They all have less than a shavapruta. Nobody has ownership here. So maybe it's like hefker. So I can go in. You know why I can go in? And not because of shufas, not because of shela, because of hefker. Right, it belongs to nobody. Nobody has ownership over it. Everyone's got less than shavu pruta. Follow the Rachmanes point. So he says the dima time hefker yotzei ba mizeh buchel chard the bang the sukkah beulam ain yotzei behefker. It's not mentioned in shaila. Okay, let's say I'm zokas and I take something hefker. Is that enough? Okay, the mitan gam came with lechah prat lehefker. Maybe the drosh of lechah and hefker is not good. Okay, you can't just use something with hefker. Come on, the mitan hefker and meiser. See zarachah prat lehefker by other mitzvahs. Okay, so it's not an interesting point that the Rachman Air makes. Okay, you know, nobody's makban and pachas shavaputas. We like hefkerins. We yotze this. So therefore, he proves that he not yotze the sukkah of hefker. That's excluded also from lecha. Okay. In other words, shu'ula is better than hefker. Why? Because at least by shu'ula, there is a baal who is giving me permission. Okay, so in a certain sense, it's mine. I have rishus to be there, right? A hefker, there's no bialim to give it. Okay, in other words, that's what he says towards the end. He says, because let's remember the words, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael. There has to be an ezrach, so to speak, that owns it. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael. So then, shu'ula is an ezrach, and he gives me permission to join in. That's shu'ula. Okay, but anyway, that's what I want to show you from the Aruch Laner. I just want to end off with an interesting question. It goes back to your point about And what does using it mean? Okay, we saw already a little hinted at by the Ramash Shterbach on the Mizmanim and so on, the usage of the sukkah. Okay, so what's the story? And we mentioned yesterday also a little bit that Teshuvah came to Duru would imply, does that imply that the wife also has to be in the sukkah? That's normal family living. We had that. I just want to finish up with a count of this, and then we have a few minutes quick on the parsha. But let's look at the last few sources. 27. There's a Gemara in Erechim, Gimel and Beis. Hakol chayavim besukkah, kohanim levim Yisrael. Say this in more pshita. No kidding. Who else is there? Okay, ihani lo mechaydi, man mechaydi. I mean, by the way, the first few blot in Erechim have a whole bunch of statements like that. Everyone's chayav in this, kohanim levim Yisrael. Everyone's chayav. Each time, more answer. What's the kiddush here exactly? That's what Rashi points out in 28. Ad hashadorish hakol lasuyemai, right? And that call comes to include. If Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim are not chayav in this mitzvah, who is the chayav in this mitzvah? Obviously, Kohanim Levim and Yisrael, right? So, Kohanim, it's too clear. No, we mentioned because we need to talk about Kohanim. Why? Salkadat meholksim basukos teishu. The Omar Mar teishu, she was someone came to Duru. Ma dira ishri ishto, afsuka ishri ishto. Right, you're supposed to live in the sukkah like living in your home, okay? And living in your home, a husband lives with his wife. So, hani kohanim hol b'nei avoda ninu. The kohanim are serving the Beis HaMikdash, have to be tar and so on to serve the Beis HaMikdash. Lo l'chagu, kamash malan, nehi, the p'tiri, b'shas avoda, below shas avoda, chayu v'mechayve. The kohanim only put in the sukkah during the shas avoda, okay? But not at other times in the sukkah.
It's a big fish.
Huh?
It's a big fish.
That they're part of that.
Yeah,
we see Shluchim Mitzvah. Oh, so he says, Mita de Havi Hoke Drachim. Don't remember, Hoke Drachim by Yom, Turman Sukkah by Yom, Chayav Malayah. Okay? So Rashi, B'nai Avoda Ninu, Ben Yechol Lo Do Ishri Shul Sukkah, Shein Is Kokon Shul Sayin, De Ram Yalai Vodas HaRegel, Emo Nechadu, Kamashon, De Afogad Do Efshalu, Kein Taduru, Ki Hechad Efshalu Nechadu, Be Idan Avoda, P'tiri, Shalom, Be Idan Avoda Nechadu. You do the best they can. That's the Gemara says. So it's interesting that based on this Gemara, there's a Mordechai by us in Sukkah. I guess I don't really interpret it, but you have the Mordechai in the back. Okay? So,
page
good. Always I like to see things inside. So, the Mordechai, the same Mordechai, Mordechai Bavil Ashkenaz, is one of the later Rishon, also Talmud of the Maharam of Rutenberg, who again a major figure in terms of Psak, for Ashkenazim, anyway. Okay? Things I can never figure out. But the Mordechai comes usually in most editions right after the Rif. Right after the Rif in the Ran comes the Mordechai. So the Mordechai here is the page labeled, my edition is page, your edition is Gimel?
Yeah.
In our edition, in the other edition, it's page Beis, in the second, in the bottom of the first column, Tovshin Mem. There's a.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I have it on the paper that I forgot to have the Mordechai. So he's bothered, he quotes the Gemara, finds the Amar Rabba Mitzar Potam Asukkah. He says, Kosar Rabban Eliezer Mitz. That's one of the Bali Tosas. The so called the Sefer Yerayim. He wrote a work on the Sefer Mitz, it's called the Sefer Yerayim, which has his name, Rabban Eliezer Mitz. Kind of blended in. Pirish, Sheyesh Lotzar. What is a Mitzar Potam Asukkah? We're going to talk more about that. What's a Mitzar? Someone is Yeshol Tzar by being in a sukkah would say so, Yinotzel. Okay? But if he goes out, whatever Tzar, okay? In other words, we don't say that somebody who's got a headache, who's got a. No, there's one. Okay, huh?
Yeah,
where is he? Yeah, no, where are you? Okay, okay, anyway, well, let's say a guy's got an upset stomach. Okay, so he's uncomfortable in the sukkah. But it'll be uncomfortable in the house too. Right? That's not. However, if he's freezing cold, he's going indoors and it'll be warm, and that's a mitzvah, right? That's what he says. Right? Pirish Yeshu Tzam in HaSukkah. Now, what's causing or aggravating the situation being in the Sukkah? Over Tzay Soso Yinotzel. That's Kain Diravina. They ain't there without them. Lava Bidrosa Mitzvah. If you had a room that had a broken window, it was freezing cold in that room, or rain was coming to that room, you'd walk out of that room, right? So, Bashir Litzar Kiznan, the Argent Mishamim, once you go out, depends how it's okay. How do you determine when you leave the sukkah? Figure out if you were in your house, would you leave the room? If you would, then you can leave the sukkah. It's the same thing. Okay? Anyway, he adds an important thing at the end of the third line. B'davka she'osa sukkosa metchilu b'makom haroi lecha v'lishtos v'lishan bo b'nolad lo hatzar acharkak avon osa metchilu b'makom haroi lechtar b'achiloso o b'shtiyoso o b'shena. Okay, but if you built your sukkah, when is the mitzvah put on a sukkah uncomfortable? You built the sukkah, everything's fine. Now the weather turned, whatever it was. But let's say you built your sukkah originally in a place where you knew you weren't going to be comfortable staying there. Okay, then that's no good. He says, "Kigon shiur me ganavim umelistim." The Mordechai says, "Let's say I have a sukkah. So during the day I'm fine eating there, but at night I don't want to eat there." Because I'm afraid there are hooligans running around at night. Or I don't want to sleep there because the animals are crawling around at night. Says the Mordechai, that's not called mitzvah, because you shouldn't have put the sukkah there in the first place. And he says further, and this is the Chiddush, he says, even if your only concern is about sleeping, I don't mind eating the sukkah, give me the sukkah for an hour, but I don't feel like sleeping 8 hours on sukkah. Okay, there's animals and people behave like animals running around, right? So I don't want to stay there. Says the Mordechai, lo yotze dechos a klal afil b'achila. Not only are you're not even yotze the things you are comfortable doing in the sukkah. In other words, what do we say? A regular mitzvah for the weather. So it's cold. So it's cold. It's warm enough. Many people do this. We rely on that here all the time in America. A lot of people. So for an hour, and it'll take me to eat. I can eat in the sukkah, but to sleep all night, it's too cold. Right, so that's okay, but if I because you know it gets colder at night and so on and so forth. But if I put the sukkah in the first place in somewhere where I knew in advance I'm not going to be able to be comfortable here, then not only am I not going to sleep there, but I'm not even yotze eating there. You follow? And in the first case, okay, I'm yotze mitzvah achilu sukkah, so I can't sleep in the sukkah because at night it's going to get very cold. All right, so okay, that's mitzvah. But here, we're afraid of ganav and listim. I'm not even yotze the achila, because the hakka ain't dear being kaven shen yochalos will call tzrocha. Since this sukkah is not in a place where I could use it for full usage, that goes back to your point, right? What is meant by full usage? Then below tzar, now tzar, mitchila avi sukkah kaven the tzura kama. Okay, so that the Mordechai said. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Reish Mem, see Dalet Aruch Chaim 30, mitzvah potam a sukkah. Okay, except for the first night, we mentioned good. Ezu mitzvah is that she'ni yochel lishon b'sukkah ne'aruah. You can't sleep in the sukkah because it's too windy. Or ne'azruvim aparushim. I guess in warm weather you have flies and mosquitoes and stuff like that. So again, bees or whatever. So it's one thing to eat, but to sleep there is uncomfortable. Or ne'arech, it smells bad. V'davka she'v the mechaber pasuk says v'davka she'bo lo hatzar b'mikra achar she'also shana sukkah. Don't put your sukkah in a wind tunnel and then say, you know, you're going to put it up here. Don't put your sukkah up right here by Belfort. You know, it's all windy over there. Right? Don't put your sukkah up there and then come, oh my gosh, it's so windy. You knew before that it was windy. Now you can't. And then, well, now I'm inside. Don't build your sukkah there to begin with. That's the point. Okay, and the Ramo adds, Bim also mitchila vokum shemitzdar bachila obeshtia obeshena. Oh, shei efshar lo lasos echam in the sukkah machmas to disyar release no ganovim kishu besukkah ain't a yotze besukkah klal afilu dom shom mitzdar b'hem the lahava k'ain dir she yuchalasa shom kol torah Mordechai. The Ramah passed like the Mordechai. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say it, but the Ramah passed like the Mordechai. Okay, now basically,
what's the difference between flies and robbers?
What do you mean? There's no difference.
Yeah,
if you're bothered by it. It's one thing when you're eating. Look, when you're eating outside, there's mosquitoes around, right? They're buzzing around. But you go try to go to sleep, it's very annoying, right? So that's the same.
Right, so more if I would say that if you build your sukkah in a place where there.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. You're not only that, you're not going to eat it. Yeah, that's it. And I won't pass that all over. Now, let's bring that over, to finish up, let's bring that over to the issue of what we talk about with the life. In the previous sin, in Tov Reish Lamed Tes Siv Beis, so the Mechaber writes, "Ochel neshos yishem b'sukkah kol shiluv, bein b'yom by belaylam, bein yishem b'chutz l'vishon asarai again. Alamuta lechol achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, v'kam achilas arai kebeis." That's fine. Umuta lishos mayim yayin lechol peres. We've seen this already. Chutz l'sukkah v'shiyachmar alatzvah lo yishtech chutz l'filo mayim reiz meshubah. And he says, "What about a food made of chamishas minim? Depends on which kovei." Everything we said. Okay, now look in the Rambam, fourth line. Hagov.
Umasha Noagin Lahokel Asha Bashena. Ramal lived, the Yosef Karo, you know, lived in Tzfat. The weather in Eretz Yisrael, Sukkot time, is usually still very, very pleasant. Ramal lived in Krakow, in Poland, okay, where by this time of year, depending on how late Sukkot is, but this time of year, it's plenty cold tonight. I mean, even here, last week was chilly tonight, you know, down to the low 50s, right? And now it's warmer. I don't know, I'll have to see what happens in Sukkot, hopefully nice. But the Ramal was well aware of the fact that many Jews, many Rabbim, Bishleimim, did not sleep in the sukkah. Ramah says, "Hagol, umashenogi lachol achsh b'shenam, she'ain yishen b'sukkah rak hamedaktikim b'mitzvah." Only the frumah, you know, only the real people are very medaktik in mitzvah. Most people don't. Yesh omer mishum tzimim, yesh tzar lishem b'makom osakar, because it's just too cold. At night it gets very cold. It's this climate, it gets cold at night, so you're positive. The limirin, he gives a different answer. Ramah, mishum de mitzvah sukkah ishu beisam. It's not private. Okay, many times the sukkah is on a place, it's not private, it's not sneezes. You know, the husband and wife should be in the sukkah over there. So therefore, he says, potter. Yeah. If you can have a sukkah in a private place, you should, and sleep in there with your wife. Okay, this doesn't help you guys, it helps married bachur, unmarried bachur, but for married people, the Ramah has this kulah, that since, you know, very often, again, depends where, you know, sometimes people have big houses, no neighbors, but very often the sukkah is right next to the neighbor's house, it's not makovedik, it's not sneezing, that the wife should come in. And since the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, of living in the sukkah is like you live at home, so at home the husband doesn't sleep in a different room, or doesn't sleep downstairs on it, and so on, into an argument, okay, or whatever, one of us has to get up early in the morning, so you know. But as a general rule, you know, husband and wife sleep together, that's the norm, like they sleep in the same room. So the Melech says there are more, since that's not shayach very often in the sukkah, because the way the sukkah is situated, it's a lack of sneer, it's a lack of privacy, so therefore you're part of it. But, says the Ramah, says it again, but it's possible to have a sukkah for you know, it is private to go, so you should do that. The Taz, it's a cotton test. I'm sorry to go a little over, I just want to finish up. The Taz, a cotton test, yes, it's fine. Tom's that cautious, so 1 second. If you're sukkah, now let's put the two Ramahs together. The Ramah and Tofresh Mem, and the Ramah here in Tofresh Lamed Tes. Source 30 and 31, let's put them together, which the Taz does. He says, wait a second. If your sukkah is built in a place where it's not possible for you to be with your wife, because it's not private, okay? So based on the Mordechai, then if you're building a sukkah in a place where you know that what? You're not going to be able to fulfill one of the mitzvahs of sukkahs. And the Mordechai said before, and I'm all quoted, that not only that, then you're not yotzei to eating either. Right? That's the Taz's kashya. He says, al tama zeh kashya, im kein gam al achila yotzei, ad shei sukkah miyuchedes, kemo shechazar Mordechai. Hei bi aramo, b'sim tov reish mem. The most of sukkah welcome star b'sheina after mechila. That's a bomb kasha. Okay, accordingly, right? You put the two Ramos together, then you know, if it's in a place where it's not private, so you can't go with your wife, which means you can't have a certain part of your normal existence can't be done in that sukkah. So you don't say anything in that sukkah, even eating. Right? That's Taz's kasha. So he says, again, I just put this in a parenthetical because we talked about, you know, things we normally do. But anyway, so he says, realize daitos etam l'kulas hashena. Okay, he says the kula of sleeping is the isa b'gmar the shulchan mitzvah. You mentioned that. Tur the high rabba barahuna b'chisa shalchol the kavuk may rab rabba gamliel hayushem chutz l'sukkah. Vachanam the misha nosu isha shechayv l'sameach es nishtol b'regel k'dilas in tafkuf l'tes the noshim tuz mitzvah in kainu in a road to live for shmishu mikri dvar mitzvah. He says therefore it's not it's mutter theoretically the wife could be in the sukkah. But she doesn't have to. She's potter. Okay? And there is a din of Simchas Yontif. Forget something. Simchas Yontif, right? Part of Simchas Yontif is the husband and wife together, like Onik Shabbos, right? So in Meila, she doesn't have to go on the sukkah. No, she doesn't go on the sukkah. In Cain, he doesn't want to be apart from his wife. Okay? So therefore, Al Cain potter in the sukkah, Belila, Vishenga. And it even if the woman's in a Tahorah, she's in Nida, she can't have a relationship with her, still, it's Simcha, Kishabali Rabbechedah. She wants the husband together with her in the room, even if she's not, even if they can't have sexual relations. But still, you know, that's the norm. So he says, he says in the Kula. In other words, the Tanakh says, let's remember, the woman doesn't have to be in the Sukkah. So Mela says she's not in the Sukkah, so the husband, so
It's not that the sukkah is not roy. Even the sukkah is a good sukkah. My wife doesn't want to come in. She has, a lot of times I do sleep in the sukkah myself. My wife doesn't want to come in. Okay, so she has a mind. I sleep in the sukkah with the children. Okay, so she could come in. She doesn't feel like coming. She's not obligated to come in. So the husband says, "Look, it's a mitzvah to be with my wife. She wants to do that mitzvah. So it's a dvar mitzvah. That's the p'tur." Okay, that's what the Tana says. The one I'm wrong has the same questions in Kohen Chais. Okay, and he quotes that Gemara Erchin. And Teishu Kandur, my dear Ishu, Ishto, etc., etc. He says, we call Makam Torah, can you look on the third line? The Holy Master, Sukkah, Makam Jenioch, Elisha, Lo Yotzuk, and Moshakas, etc. You can't aim a Sukkah, Mechel, Lo Yotzuk, Klal. Okay? And then, that's why I brought this in here, my old Kasha, the last two lines. The Gemara Amirin, Shekhal Yisrael, Ruin, Leisha, Vesukkah, Achad, Echaz. Okay? He says, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says, our Gemara is a proof. Okay, that's to conclude this piece. Our Gemara is a proof. What do you mean? All of Klal Yisrael can be theoretically the same sukkah. Really? Oh, the husband and wife? That doesn't work. Right? I mean, that's our Gemara. How could it be? Right? He quotes, the Mother Abram brings us, Oh, Kadri Gemara, I'm going to call Yisrael, I'm going to sukkah achas. The Tzarek Lomar, the Kalmakum, Kevin Sheyachol, Lishan Shamlevada, Sukkah Sheyr Davidira. The Kalmakum, Potter, the Karmikum, Inspire. The Rav Avraham answers that it's not a problem with the Mordechai. He could sleep there. It's Potter, because he wants to be with his wife, whatever. But, right? That's what Taz answered also. It's not a disqualification of the Sukkah. The reason he yokes in the eating, the Sukkah is not a place where you can't be yokes. He could sleep in the Sukkah. He doesn't want to, he wants to be with his wife. It's a mitzvah, whatever, but he could be there. It's not that he's afraid to be there. He could, right? So that's why it works. But what I'm more interested in is what the Magen Avraham brings up here. The Magen Avraham brings up our Gemara. The Magen Avraham says clearly from our sugyas mashma that even Rashi said zeh or zeh. Presumably meant groups. Okay, so what's his business? I mean, obviously in our Gemara. So that's what the Magen Avraham brings. And based on that is the last source for today, the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, one of his tshuvos in Tzadi Dalet. Chacham Tzvi was named Tzvi Ashkenazi. He was an Ashkenazi, but he was the head of a Sephardi community in Holland. And they've heard of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That's his father. Chacham Tzvi's son is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Anyway, so the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Tzadi Dalet disagrees with the whole premise of the Mordechai. He says the whole Mordechai. He quotes the Mordechai, right? And he says that if you can't sleep in that sukkah, then it's not even good for achila, right? Because not a question of dira and so on. Okay? And he disagrees. Eino nira liklal, says at the end. The teshu came to duru, and here's the lumdus. The lava ofen hasukkah koi be'eze inyan tia asuya. El ofen hayeshiva. Teshu came to duru is not a din in the building of the sukkah. It's a din in the how you live in the sukkah. But back to, I said, the very first thing I ever said in the shir. Right, there's different issues with sukkah, right? There's the binyan and there's the mitzvah yeshiva. The Chacham Tzvi says, and it's a little similar to what Sternberg said before, that it's a din in other words, he says, Teishu came to Duru, it's not a din in how the sukkah is made. Okay? It's a din in mitzvah yeshiva, but eiz inyan tia, val zeh ka'amar tia ka'ein dira. Ve'en achinami, dim oseh beiz sukkahs. I know people in Eretz Yisrael do this. They have two sukkahs. Ha'achas achila v'ashir shahatzon here. I told you this the other day, right? Someone's a sleeping sukkah in my community. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm Eretz Yisrael. People have a merpeset up the bedroom. They have a little sukkah. They don't eat there. I guess it's right to eat there, but they don't eat there. Av she'osu achila enu l'sheno. Mikom okum nopi de'yachov as achila. It continues the Chacham Tzvi, the last paragraph. Uva hayoshin amrinan kola ezrach melamed she'kol yisoy yotzim v'sukkah achas pirush rashi. The mashma sukkah achas achoy yisoy she'yeshu b'vob b'zeach v'zeh. The ain suffix says the Chacham Tzvi, the simple reading of the Gemara and Rashi, the after ba'achila ruyon lecho zecher zeh, the hainu sheyochu elef, the first 1,000 will come in, or ribo, the first 10,000 will come in, and then the next shift will come in, like carbon pesach, right? They come in shifts, right? The charka chelber be'acher, avalin yashena, kevin sheikha mitzvah shem l'tzuka yishu ishto, I efshel l'shnei anoshim l'shosein l'shem l'tzuka achas. What was Rashi clearly talking about when he said they're going to come in Zach or Zach? He was obviously only talking about eating, whatever, and come and sleep for 2 minutes. Eating, this group will come and eat, then another group will come and eat. It doesn't work by Shena Ishto. Okay? So, And I will tell me, okay, they'll build a big sukkah, they'll build little cubicles, you know. The behefsek mechitza, that's not sukkah achas, that's each sukkah is in its own entity. Okay, all the kama sukkahs. Ulo svi soros hamordechai, now apnis achili, that's why elabad I love milsi, ulo mai dechai ze mir nofik banal. Whatever you can do in the sukkah, you yotze. And that's why I want to bring this in over here. And look, the Chamsi seems to our Gemara that this whole concern of Mordechai, you can't, this sukkah of all Klal Yisrael that our Gemara is talking about, clearly it's not talking about you could sleep in there. There's no way to set it up, right? You know, so therefore it's enough to really eat. The yotz and eating, and you feel that that's a rejection of the Mordechai. Okay, Adkan, we'll finish the sukkah. Believe that I'll give you the next batch of more comments for Sunday. We have time on the center. Is it a few minutes? Huh?
I just want to say something. Okay. So this is something.